You know what's special having Christ as your friend? Your very, very best friend. Because when he was here on earth, God manifested in the flesh. And he came to experience everything that we experience. That's what made him the most perfect intercessor. He sits at the right hand of God now and said, Daddy, I know how they feel. Remember, I was there. I experienced everything they did up to and including death. So when he takes something beautiful, when he takes all the brokenness and so forth from our life, it is something beautiful because he understands his creation. I always think about a little thing about a farmer, and they come in for lunch, and the little boy was thinking about going out in one of the fields because he saw an ant farm out there, and he was fascinated with that ant farm. And so when Dad came in for lunch, and they were sitting there at the table eating lunch, and he was telling his wife, you know, after lunch, I'm going to go out there and follow that field. Well, it happened to be the field the kid had the ant farm out there. And he said, oh, no. So after lunch, he ran out there before his dad had a chance to plant. And he tried to tell the ants that they're going to get plowed under. And then he realized he couldn't communicate with them. And he said, I think the only way that I could ever communicate with the ant is to become an ant myself. So God said, I sent prophets, I tried to tell these people and everything, and they killed the prophets. The only way I'm going to be able to talk to my creation is to become one like them. Being born through the birth canal, like all of us has come out, grew up in wisdom and stature. And it's just an amazing thing to know that God loves us so much that he died to take away the sins of the world. That's why whenever he was on the cross and he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He felt that brief separation from the Father. And you wonder why. It's because God could not be in the presence of sin. And when he looked down and he saw all the sins of the whole world, because Christ died for everybody, not just us or people that believe, but he died for everybody. And when he saw that sin on his shoulders, then he felt that separation. But after he gave up the ghost, the veil in the temple was threatened to say, yes, now I have communication with my creation. Come and talk to me. We call it prayer.